Medical marijuana is only the latest chapter in an 80-year struggle to come to terms with the place of cannabis in American society. Southern Arizona represents a unique crossroad of opinions. This week, Arizona Public Media brings you a special series, The Controversy Over Cannabis. The global war on drugs has failed. That's according to a June 1st report from the independent Global Commission on Drug Policy. One of the commission's top recommendations? Legalize marijuana. As it turns out, a retired optometrist in Tucson was already saying the same thing. Stuart Green is spearheading Sensible Tucson. It's a campaign to get the city of Tucson to decriminalize the possession of up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana for personal use.
I believe that any adult 18 years or older should be able to make the decision on this of whether or not they want to use it for medication, they want to use it recreationally, they want to have a party with their friends. I don't care what they want to do with it. I don't want people arrested for small amounts.
After the big victory on Proposition 203, the medical marijuana law, Green and his business partner, Michelle Gray, decided to keep up the pro-cannabis momentum in Southern Arizona. So they drafted a city ballot initiative to reduce the penalty for possession of small amounts of marijuana to $25. That's cheaper than a parking ticket.
We believe that this type of policy, which has also been adopted in Breckenridge, Colorado, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and other cities, they brought forth a sensible policy because they did not want people incarcerated for simple possession of 2.5 ounces or less.
Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall says low-level nonviolent offenders who are arrested for a first or second violation are generally sent to diversion programs that might be counseling or community service. It's only third-time offenders who can be sent to jail. She feels strongly that legalizing marijuana is the wrong move.
We've seen that the legalizing of alcohol has certainly not curbed alcohol abuse or drunk driving, and we've got lots of social problems that arise from that. I'm not saying that alcohol needs to be outlawed again, but, you know, the fact that we did legalize it after it was illegal hasn't been the panacea that we'd like it to be.
If marijuana is decriminalized in Tucson, more people will likely use it, or use it more often. LaWall says her office already deals with crimes committed by offenders who are high on pot and who were involved in car accidents while driving under the influence.
Prohibitions on drugs help keep the prices higher, and higher prices keep the use rates relatively low.
But Stuart Green is absolutely fine with the rates of pot smoking going way up. He's fine with the idea that Sensible Tucson might open the door to more recreational pot smoking.
I have been a recreational user since 18. I completed my schooling, and I know many friends that are doctors, lawyers, and people that are very high up in the government that use marijuana on a daily basis. We even have our presidents who have tried it before.
To a certain population, it is not an issue.
Dave Bradley runs La Paloma Family Services. He's a child welfare advocate.
They got through their teens using marijuana. They got through college. Now they have good jobs. They made it. But they don't see who got left behind on this deal, and that some people suffered ill effects from which they never escaped.
Stuart Green argues that marijuana is less toxic and less dangerous than alcohol or tobacco. He wants it to have the same status, regulated but legal. Bradley disagrees.
It's certainly a valid argument that alcohol abuse is far more destructive because there's easier access. The trouble is, do you add to the storm? That therefore follow that, easier access to other things, whether it's marijuana or it's heroin or this or it's that, does that make sense? Does that add to the greater good? And I think it's naive to think that would be the case.
The campaign to legalize medical marijuana in Arizona cost $1 million. But Stuart Green and Michelle Gray only spent $500 on Sensible Tucson. That's probably a good thing, says City Attorney Mike Rankin, because no matter how many signatures they collect, Sensible Tucson won't ever make it onto the ballot. State law can't be amended through a city initiative. Arizona Revised Statute 13-3405 establishes the criminal sanctions for possession, use, sale, and transport of marijuana. Rankin's office notified Green and Gray in February, but they pressed on, optimistically. The deadline to file their petition came on July 7th. It was not accepted by the city clerk's office. Green then read from the Constitution about his right to petition. Next, he says he'll appeal to the Tucson City Council. And if that fails, he and Gray will launch Sensible Arizona. Tune in tomorrow for the next segment of Controversy Over Cannabis. We'll take a trip to an illegal grow house and talk about the problems of regulating licensed home growers. This is Laura Markowitz for Arizona Public Media.